Chapter 2, Symbolism and Personal Example. Strategy 2, Set a personal example with visible, memorable symbols and behaviors. Speaking with the utmost conviction, Shackleton pointed out that no article was of any value when weighed against their ultimate survival, and he exhorted them to be ruthless in ridding themselves of every unnecessary ounce, regardless of its value. After he had spoken, he reached under his parka and took out a gold cigarette case and several gold sovereigns and threw them into the snow at his feet. Alfred Lansing. Chapter 1 stressed the vital importance of keeping energy flowing toward short and long-term goals. This chapter highlights a set of specific leadership tactics for mobilizing that energy through personal example and with clear, concrete images and symbols. Particularly under conditions of stress and discouragement, visible leadership can mean the difference between success and failure. Shackleton understood this well. He knew just how important it was for the crew to see him as the leader, and to outline the work to be accomplished with unmistakable clarity. We do not all have to be Ernest Shackleton, but leaders need to be aware that their personal presence is a unique source of energy and power. They need to draw on this power to lead their organizations to the edge. Give the right speech. When the situation is dire, the power of the right words is striking. It is impossible to exaggerate the devastation the men felt when Endurance was crushed by the ice. As Captain Frank Worsley wrote, "Actuated by an invisible force countless miles away, the rigging tautened and sang like harp strings, then snapped under the strain as the ship was twisted and wrung by the giant hands of the ice that grasped her." To talk was impossible. Each man knew it was the end of the ship. We had lost our home in that universe of ice. We had been cast out into a white wilderness that might well prove to be our tomb. The loss of the actual ship, dramatic though it was made more poignant by the men's sure knowledge of its consequences. They had only a 4-week supply of food. Their linen tents were so flimsy that they provided minimal protection. The lack of tent floors meant that the crew were sleeping in pools of water as the heat from their bodies melted the ice. Even though Endurance was